as we wait for the rest of the panel to get in. Welcome to Weekly Wrap Up. Excited to be here. We have a lot to talk about. We have a huge breaking story, which is technically a little bit of a very local story to hear in us in Massachusetts. Good fuck up. I mean, you're right off the rip. But it is a story close to us here in Massachusetts, and it's one I've harped on a lot when it comes to my greatest influence, Kirk Minahan. We're seeing the same thing happen to us here in Western Mass. So we're going to wait for the boys to join up here on the weekly wrap-up. We have a lot to talk about. We're post-Super Bowl. Had a lot of fun with that. Our boy Lack is here. As we're not fired up yet, but you have to call in, you schmuck. There you go. Not fired up yet, but welcome, my good friend Lack.
Hello.
How are you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Green, they say, right? I'm so sick of saying that one. We welcome our good friend, Cody.
Cody has joined. Beer's in the chat.
Literally. His catchphrase. The and there is Bundy Beats. I haven't even gotten to do the rundown yet. And Bundy Beats is here.
Hey, yo, awesome.
Yo.
Hey.
Well, it's popping, boys. Quick little rundown.
My cherry.
Wow. It's going to be one of those shows.
Hey, yo, you asked. You know,
I did ask.
TMI.
Hello. What's good, boys?
Yo. We got a little special guest in the building. Shows a DJ Envy. Let's go over the rundown real quick, and then we'll hit the entrance beat as we get ready for this episode. Sir. We have a lot to talk about when it comes to Bax and O'Brien. I've seen this playbook a million times, and it happened to my favorite radio host of all time. This story has everything you could ever imagine when it comes to radio drama. So we will tackle that. Of course, the Super Bowl. I am going to defend Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's an asshole. According to Twitter, he is. We'll talk about that as well. We have big news on the trivia front, which I cannot wait for either. We have all that and more on the weekly wrap-up. Enjoy this beat. And mind you, this is all presented by Cody Gems. Boys, let's tackle it. Good little intermission there. Super hype. You got it. You love it. You absolutely love it. Let's start. This is the week in review, of course. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up presented to you by Cody Gems. Link in our show notes to the eBay for some beautiful gems. That's neither here nor there. I don't want to waste any time. I don't want to waste any time. Let's jump right into it. So this story comes comes to you out of Springfield, Massachusetts. So after nearly three decades, Rock 102's Bax and O'Brien show is no more. Interesting.
Yeah,
let's jump into it. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is definitely a show here in Western Massachusetts that has always been a staple.
I mean, I remember
you knew this show
when I was younger.
Correct. You knew this show existed. They're cornballs, of course. But like they're the type of people who know they're corny about it. They would laugh at the fact that you're laughing at them. Like making fun of them. You know what I mean?
Good point. That's a really good point.
They're corny, but they know it.
That's the whole stick.
Right, exactly. So, longtime host with the company WAQY-FM and its parent company Saga Communications, John O'Brien, 62 years old, is no longer a part of the show. Now, remember the show, mind you, is called Bax and O'Brien. So you're losing your co-host. O'Brien, 62, sat at the helm of the show with co-host Mike Baxendale for 26 years and more recently with producer Steve Nagel. All great guys. One of them was at our prom, I believe.
Steve Nagel?
Yes, I believe O'Brien was at our prom.
Really? Okay, then this story just went up
prom.
Yeah. This story just got even more intense. Like, great guys.
Give back to communities. They're great guys. Known them.
Literal great guys.
I agree.
So I do have a quote here, and I quote, "I can tell you my leaving was not voluntary," O'Brien said. Quote, "It's disappointing because after 30 years at the station, I would have liked to go out on my own terms."
Yeah.
Great.
Now, boys and girls, this story sounds awfully familiar to me. My biggest influence, and you can hear it constantly, Kirk Minahan was forced out of WEEI because he said he had issues, he needed some time off, and then Kirk was never able to go out on his own terms. Technically, he did a live where he called out his CEO, his program director, and threatened to jump in front of a train. Neither here nor there. O'Brien's image and references to the now defunct morning show have been scrubbed from the company's website.
What?
That's so sad.
Anything this, O'Brien is at has been like, scrubbed.
O'Brien? Whoa.
On my way to school every morning, I used to ride with my sister in, and then she'd put on the Bax and O'Brien show. And I remember, even when I was younger, my mom used to put it on, too, and I always used to listen to it. So this kind of...
It was easy listening in the morning.
But yes, it was great.
Same. I haven't really checked them out.
Great right. Of the day. It was awesome. I really look forward to it. And their topics, their local topics and stuff. It was great. It was a good show.
Right. It wasn't one of those horrific shows where you're like, okay, like I need
like,
a morning zoo
yo,
at 6 a.m. when I'm hungover.
Really out of the box, kind of corny, kind of funny. These intros, like, I was looking at you picking at apples. I'm not scared or anything, but, like, I was looking at you picking at apples, and I noticed that you could have picked a better apple earlier, and I just want to tell you that you weren't good at picking at apples. Or something
like
that. Something like that. It shit was so funny. I'm like, what the fuck are these guys?
It was much better than, like, those morning zoo shows when you're hungover at 6 a.m. on your way to work. The last thing you need is the, whoa.
Yeah, yelling and arguing at each other.
Yes. They were great. They were fantastic. And like you said, like
who?
They had big personalities. They would get back and forth at each other, but it's the morning. They wouldn't like yell at each other, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's not that fake
comedy and you'd laugh
yes.
and you're like, oh, great start to the morning, you know?
Correct. Completely agree.
And like you said, it was all really, forced.
It wasn't awful and it was easy listens. So like we said, it was involuntary. What's crazy to me is the scrubbing of the content because it's not like they were super controversial. Like I get the Kirk Minahan thing. He was technically controversial. These guys really weren't. Like, I mean, maybe they kind of leaned on the Republican side, but I mean, it was a classic rock station. Most people who are listening to classic rock are probably leaning Republican.
Right.
Very strange that they would scrub everything from them because it's not like they've been ever like a controversial show. Like I've never thought of the Rock 102 morning show to be a controversial
show. Hometown people doing, like their own radio show.
I agree.
So continuing, the WAQY general manager, David Oldred, confirmed O'Brien no longer works for either entity, but would not comment further this week. The morning show has been renamed the Rock 102 Morning Show.
Kind of boring.
And I do have a quote here. Interesting. I do have the quote from Oldred. And I quote, "We don't comment on personal issues for the privacy of our employees," Oldred said. But O'Brien has never been a particularly private person. While the show has a somewhat bawdy edge, is what this article says. I don't know what that means. With public and political figures frequently in the crosshairs, our douchebag Governor Baker, O'Brien had... That's not in the article. That was me going on a limb. O'Brien has also discussed on air the failings of personal relationships, and this one, struggles with cancer and mental health over the years, including bouts of depression. He was an early fan of medical marijuana before the topic became mainstream and trendy. Now much was off limits. We have an interesting development in this story. Kirk Minahan took time off over at WEEI for Good Days with Glenn. Missed the shout out because I'm not looking at the chat. I do apologize. Kirk Minahan left WEEI for mental health reasons. They kept him off the show after he was good to go. O'Brien, somebody who's outspoken about this topic, and I don't think that's the reason. Again, I don't think it's a political thing either, because they were kind of down the middle. They bashed technically both sides. Maybe, yes, they may have leaned a little bit on the Republican side. But you can change the channel probably like two notches here in Massachusetts, and you have NPR.
They weren't interfaced about it at all.
No, not one bit. So the story does continue. O'Brien said his employment ended on January 21st while he was in the midst of seeking mental health treatment and after a medical leave. He said he had developed a somewhat fraught relationship with the parent company after several bouts with cancer and seeking accommodations to record the show remotely from his second home in Florida during the winter months. I don't really see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
You have to always get help for the mental, and if he wants to do it remote in Florida, what's the issue?
Exactly.
I mean, hire better producers if you're worried it's not going to sound that great.
The thing that bothers me the most,
that one's weird to me.
He made the effort to leave the show in order to better himself. He made that effort, and then when he decided that he was better to continue to do the show, they said no. You know, they
exactly
just disregarded it. That's what bugs me the most.
Very strange. Very
lack
strange.
Of not good fucking point. God damn.
I mean, pardon very, my very strange.
Pardon my French, but
for
god damn.
Than I've been alive to that show. He's been fully committed to it.
Fuck.
He leaves to better himself, and then they're like, no, screw you.
Right. And that's exactly what happened to Kirk. But when you say I have to leave to better myself, of course they're like, "Oh yes, absolutely, you should. We're just not gonna let you back on."
Yeah. That isn't that like, oh, that's just so bad to me.
Infuriating.
Hey, my dudes. All right, this deserves a beer in the chat, boys.
Beer in the chat.
Beer in the fuck.
How long before the first beer in the chat came? What were we looking at? 10 minutes, maybe. 13.
Chat. We'd love to have you.
It was funny.
Send a message in the chat, and so I can follow you. Yeah.
Damn right. We'll follow you over up here. But continuing with the article, I do have a quote here, and I quote: "Increased mental health needs were created by the pandemic, and a lot of people found themselves in a bad place," said O'Brien, counting himself among those. And I quote: "Then there were people who were on the edge and got pushed over to places that scared them, so they looked for help." And then what happened? You were stabbed in the back by this douchebag program director, whoever the fuck he may be.
Sometimes people need help, you know?
And he's getting punished for getting it, basically, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
This is appalling to me. Absolutely appalling to me. For all the fun and games, local public officials also credited O'Brien for being thoughtful, witty, uncompromising, and well-researched when he tackled guests on the show. And that is something I can absolutely attest to.
Oh, yeah. We all can. You know.
He's always. Like we said, it wasn't really obvious which way he leaned.
Mm-hmm.
He attacked when he needed to attack. Yeah. Attack. In a quote, "I always enjoyed my time with him, and we always had a few laughs," said Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who's a douchebag, mind you. Quote, "John's quick and sarcastic wit was always appreciated, but he did his homework too, so he could drill down on issues." Clearly it didn't work, because Sarno's a fucking loser. But, I mean, he might have got paid. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. Sarno conceded that he earned the moniker Mayor Dum-Dum, because he is, on the morning show, and wasn't the first elected official to be assigned a cheeky nickname over the years. Quote, "It was all in good fun. We always remain friends when I've seen him out and about. I wish him the best," Sarno said. That quote right there, I wish I could send to our good friend Julia Black. I'm going to grill you, yes. Like, I have questions. I have questions. But I'm not going to be an asshole. I just want to ask some questions. Is that so hard? Is that so hard? Is that so bad of me?
You just want to reveal the truth. You want it out there.
Correct. I'm trying to be a journalist, technically, if you will, or whatever they say.
Who is they?
The powers that be, I guess. I don't fucking know. I don't write the rules.
Favorite one-liner. You'd be telling her about something like, "Oh, that new movie's coming out, Grandma. Like they're making that new movie," and then she'd be like, "Who's they? Who is they? Who's this they that you're talking about? Who is them?
What do you mean? My good friends, they. There's a joke to be made. I'm not the one to make it." As we just wait, now the rest of my fucking article won't load. Shouts to Mass Live. No, no one support them.
Yeah.
All right. As we continue the article, O'Brien, an Enfield, Connecticut native, began working in broadcast when he was just 20 years old. His first ambition was to be a police officer, but said his vision prevented him from doing that. So he turned to the airwaves, working for four stations in Springfield and Connecticut before joining WAQY. 3 decades ago. Quote, "What I expected when I was 20 was to move around the country to different markets, and I never expected to be a morning drive time guy." Well, kind of shooting yourself. Well, but that's how it ended up. Apparently, O'Brien said, "I never left." O'Brien, who led the annual, mind this one, Mayflower Marathon that collected food for the city's needy, is poised to be inducted in 2022 into the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, along with Baxendale. I have issues with this. I don't have issues that he's going in. I have issues that this scumbag Bax has not had O'Brien's back whatsoever. Refused to comment. What an asshole.
He has been quiet about
what an asshole. I mean, yes, like, this is your guy. And he
right, that's your right-hand man that you
hasn't had his back yet. I'm sure years. Bax wants to. Yeah, that infuriates me. That one infuriates me. While O'Brien was unable to become a full-time police officer, he has served in auxiliary positions in smaller towns, including Granby, Massachusetts, over the years. It was fairly clear on his show that he had a soft spot for law enforcement, which earned him many fans in that realm. Mm. That's a telling quote. That is a telling quote. There are a lot of people who don't like law enforcement.
Well, dude, I'm at my dude Luke's house right now, and as I popped in, he's like watching Cops, and I can see why, because like these dudes are like a mafia, dude. Like I'm like,
wasn't Cops canceled?
Bro, I swear to God, this cop is like standing next to this like in like def- like probably not innocent, but like defenseless like 7-year-old man, like he's like crippled, and the cop could like spit on him, he's so close, and he's like stop. And the old man's like hobbling away, and the dude just pops out his taser and puts him down. I'm like, what?
I don't know if that old man could be violent or not.
I'm telling you, a fly would hurt this guy. He could.
You ever take a putter to the shin? What if he hits you in the shin with a cane?
Fly would kick this dude's ass.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, speaking of that, sorry for interrupting. I got a piss, so I'm gonna walk right through where like the party's at. So like you're gonna
Are you drunk?
No, you're gonna no.
Oh, I wish you were.
You're gonna be saying hi to a couple people, so
alright.
Sorry for the interruption.
No, I just got
the piss, you know?
Hey, it happens. It does happen.
Hey, boys.
Thankfully we haven't needed the bathroom break.
Oh,
we're joining the party, boys. Hey, we're on the pod. What's up? Say hello.
Yo,
I just got pissed.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on?
What's popping, Luke? Shouts to the Wrap It Up podcast, not a sex ed podcast.
Hey, I can do sex if you want me to,
just
baby.
Have orgy going on in the world, may never know.
Yo, Brooksy.
As long as you wrap it up.
For you, bro.
Let's get it.
Okay, number one. Why do you love podcasting so much?
Because I'm good at it.
You gotta give me more of a better explanation than that, buddy, because we're on the Wrap It Up podcast, and this is what
we're damn right. I'm good at it, and I'm fucking. I mean, right now we're in the middle of breaking down a Western Massachusetts story, and I made it entertaining.
Okay, but I need like more general topic, like do you like?
Well, I'll give you a general topic.
You know what I mean?
When you get drunk,
that's part of it.
When you get drunk, do you like women or men more?
Jesus Christ. Christ!
I knew
you,
like,
baby.
I knew it. Oh, I knew he was gay.
Sex ASMR live on the pod.
Hey, let's set up a hotel.
Anyways, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Luke.
I'm doing good. You guys watch this the halftime
Yes.
Oh, we're going to get into
that. We're actually going to talk about that.
Download the Podbean app and join us.
Nice.
Download the Podbean app and join us.
Irrelevant, but the true odds in roulette are 37-1 in American roulette.
So before I let you guys go, can we just do a little preview? I just want to know what you guys think of the whole thing. Number one, do you think Eminem was the one that just purposely kneeled down for Tupac, or is it because of Neil Kaepernick, where the fuck his name is?
Or he was having a heart attack.
You think he was having a heart attack? Or he was having a heart attack. Exactly. Who knows?
I think the people who were there would know, Luke. Buddy. Buddy.
Who knows, buddy? There's three things on the line right now, and you have.
I love you so much. You don't even understand how much I love you.
Johnny, is that you?
Got a point.
Huh?
Johnny, is that you?
Yeah.
I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
It's the whole crew, pal.
You made me this peanut butter jelly sandwich. It's all for me, bro.
Look at this shit, bro. It's fresh.
Y'all be joining.
You ever watch that? You ever watch that meme where the dude is like, "Yo, you made this peanut butter jelly sandwich, bro"? Really?
Oh yeah, you made the sandwich.
Yeah, you made the sandwich, bro. Yeah, it's real. It's real.
Cuzzo. All right, boys.
You could at least give us a play-by-play.
We're back in action.
Anyways, Police Commissioner Cheryl C. Claprod. I definitely said that one wrong. Said she never felt.
Yo, what's her last name? Say that again.
Yeah, say it again. I want to hear it too.
Run it back.
Professor Claprod.
It looks like Claprod.
Does her rod have the clap?
So it's CL.
She's like a substitute teacher or something. She'd be the talk of the town.
She was clapping rods. Let's keep it a bean. She was clapping rods with them lips. Cheryl, come on. It's Cheryl C. Clay. Claprod. CCC.
Ooh.
Clapping rods since day one. Hopefully not since day one. She, Ms. or Mrs. Claprod here, said she never felt she had a free pass as a guest on Bax and O'Brien over the years. Quote, John brought a different perspective to the morning show because of his police experience and his wit combined. I enjoyed calling in for the interviews, even on difficult topics, because I enjoyed the exchanges with John. Claprod said, the show was always funny and informative, and he was a big part of its success. End quote. Joining in the clamor over O'Brien's ouster with Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi? It kind of looks like Coochie. Who said he considers O'Brien...
Couchy. Fucking...
Number three question. Do you guys think that fucking 50 Cent got fat?
$1.50 is how you refer to him now. Don't dead name him. Don't dead name him. It's $1.50 now.
I'm trying to make my pockets look like 50 Cent, dude.
We're getting to that. Don't worry.
I would not say that.
He's much bigger than he was 6 years ago. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. He's eating good, though. I mean, you can't knock him for that. Can't knock him.
Once the diabetes catches up, you could probably knock him for that.
Hey, yo, it used to be gout or whatever that, like, diabetes used to be a sign of fucking power and wealth.
What?
Dude, I'm swear to God, and emperors used to be get fat. Like, a king was always fat and had gout.
Okay, good. Okay,
that one might need to be fact checked.
How do you know this?
No, right. No, that's where did you learn this information?
You said
yes. I mean, it makes sense.
You said prima nocta. Exactly. Look, he know why.
It definitely wasn't college.
Huh? You don't know? Okay, prima nocta is when the king got to deflower the bride on her wedding day.
Oh, shit.
What's that mean?
That means the king got to sleep with your wife on your wedding day.
Oh, that's fire.
You got
dude, make me king. Wow. So you're letting the king break your girl's
name? That's monogamy, bro.
Then you'd be blessed for it.
No, no, I'm just saying, make me king. Make me king.
I mean, it's gotta be a pretty good honor to be king and be like, yeah, I broke my girl's hymen.
Fuck this, dude. I'd be like, that's what the gang, I'd be like, that's what gangs do. Be like, we gotta sleep with your bitch. That's it. You best be having like a side piece you can throw him, you know?
That's crazy. I don't think gangs are really going around in like the Roman times.
No,
I mean, they
really do that.
The idea of a gang.
Well, not all of them.
I mean, kind of the same idea. Which is a great transition into our next quote. Oh, technically it's not a quote. Oh, no, it is a quote. Max and O'Brien and Nagel. Good two ands. They're like peanut butter and jelly and fluff. It's the all-American sandwich, Couchy said. What a fucking loser. What an awful
who said that?
Coochie or Couchy.
Leca,
whatever the fuck his name is. Who cares?
Leca, I love you. Who said that?
I just want to know who.
He did that on purpose. He fucking did that on purpose. An asshole.
Hey, who said that again?
Fuck you. We're done with his quotes, I hope.
Just making sure.
I hate you.
That's quote. Poppy, Joe.
What's poppin', Brandon Whitbush? Nah. Quote, they all have their roles. I love
what's
them
happening?
All. They're all good at them.
New 2-2 just strapped it. Like Padgett.
Thank you. But a peanut butter and jelly sandwich isn't the same sandwich. I'll be honest. The show is just not the same. Is this guy fat? That was like three sandwich references in a row. Do we have nothing else we could compare these people to but a peanut butter, jelly, and fluff? Has anyone ever had that?
All
what?
Three of them?
Nutella?
That sounds wild. How come I've not thought of that before? I would
are
love
you stupid?
Because
you're a normal functioning
it's
human.
It's not that
I'd love
great
to try
beyond
that.
It's not that it's better when you're a kid. If now that we're adults, it's not going to hit the same. It's not.
It's better when you're high.
I put Nutella when they came on Nutella. I put Nutella fluff PB&J, and that shit still didn't knock like I thought it was gonna. It's like
I don't care if it's good or not. It's the novelty.
Didn't knock like I thought it was.
What you know what I mean?
The sheriff also criticized Saga Communications for serving its relationship with O'Brien while he was in the midst of a mental health crisis, which is what I agree with. This is exactly what Entercom did, exactly what WEEI did. Oh, I have to take a mental health break because I don't want to fucking jump in front of a train, blow my brains out. Oh, good. Take all the time you need. Take all the time you need. Yeah, you're getting fired. What a bunch of assholes.
But who shot the sheriff?
Yeah,
shut up,
Cody. I need to take a deep breath.
Seriously, what the fuck?
That was good. That was quick. That was quick.
That was good, yeah.
I was waiting for the silence. I was like...
Quote. Quote. I can't do this quote laughing. This
who
is a very serious quote.
Sheriff? Who shot the sheriff?
We're doing trivia, not karaoke.
Oh, right. Are we doing trivia tonight? Is there a trivia
No,
segment?
We're talking about it at some point. Once I'm done with this article, because this article fascinates me.
We should do some real trivia, though. Come on.
Oh, we need the host first.
Did it go? Hey, did it go? Oh, two. Oh, we got two.
Sounds like that way, Cody.
Beer in the fucking chat. Did it happen?
What?
Oh, it happened.
Anyways, here's
times
a quote.
One.
I find it disgusting, frankly, if an employee in my office is raising their hand and asking for help as soon as I found
you know what I
as
think
soon as I find out, I reach my hand across the table and offer help. Couchy, whatever his name is, said.
Couchy.
It's not Couchy. Don't be an asshole, because I'll keep calling you.
Know, I think it's
the sheriff also highlighted. What's up?
Cody, shut up.
All right, continue.
The sheriff also highlighted that while being out with O'Brien socially at golf tournaments, so he's a golfer as well, at or other events over the years, not an instance passed when somebody did not recognize O'Brien's voice, if not his face. Quote, the people behind us, the people next to us, the waitress, even if they didn't recognize him, they'd always say, hey, you're that guy from Bax and O'Brien. Sheriff recalled. Quote, I don't know whether the station or the parent company understands what they're losing in terms of listeners and ratings.
Hmm.
There it is. I mean, this, we've seen this playbook a million times. This is exactly what happened to Kirk. They're going to force him off, and he's going to be
ostracized
and never. Yeah.
Ostracized.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
Absolute insanity.
Just wow.
It's mind-boggling. This story to me is everything you're afraid of when it comes to.
They would have found something else.
Well, that's the thing. But like we said, this was never really a controversial radio station, yet they found a chance to get him out of there and they capitalized on it. So fuck WQY. No. Yeah, WAQY. Whatever the fuck they may be. They're irrelevant now. Just appalling. Appalling that we're in this world where you're supposed to get help for your mental. We support you if you go get help for your mental. This and that.
Yeah,
and
we're supposed to support you. And we do. But the companies don't.
Why?
No, they just want your fucking money. They'll exploit your mental health for the money.
Well, like we've always said, there would be a help wanted ad in the newspaper before your obituary.
Why do you think they sell sex and shit like that? And people have changed their bodies for ages. I was watching a documentary, like in Asian, certain parts of Asia, women would like basically wrap their feet at a young age and keep them wrapped tight so their feet would stay small because that was seen as the symbol of, you know, attraction.
Isn't and that what like gymnasts have to do too?
Yeah, their ballerina have small, nimble feet. Or
when it comes to gymnasts, though, you actually want bigger feet.
Really?
It requires more balance. But and if you got bigger feet, you got more muscles for more of a pounce.
People have been trying to change their bodies since I can fucking recall.
What if you just, like, get muscles in your calves and learn to stick the landing?
I mean, that too, but, like...
Well, your feet are the first point of...
And plus, it's almost like the same thing with diving, or like when you're being judged in diving, you're judged on like how big of a splash you make. Like,
you want to talk about boring sports?
Yeah, the angle or that it's you probably approach the.
Hey, Brooks. I was on the diving team. Okay, don't fuck with me right now.
Oh, I would
boring.
Rather watch. Well, yeah.
No. Watching it is boring, but when you're in it, that shit's exciting as fuck.
I love when I'm in it.
Hey, it's like watching having sex. Yeah, it's kind of boring. You know,
I love
sex.
When I'm diving.
When you're in that sex.
Hey.
I don't think being a cuck and watching
it
diving
was a
is
a bad
the same
example,
thing.
But you still. You and me, you know how we are. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Okay.
No.
You totally know what I mean.
Comparable.
No, you know what I mean. Come on.
Being cucked out and watching a diving competition, I would much rather be cucked out, I think.
You're not going to jerk off to watching diving. Oh, look at that form. Look at those ankles as she goes down. Oh, right?
What if it's a babe with a dumper?
Look at that splash. Look at my splash as I watch her
The
splash.
aerodynamics should be just right.
Well, she's got a fucking diaper on her, and she hits the water, she'll get the biggest splash possible.
A diaper.
What are we doing here?
You mean dumper or diaper?
Both. Whatever she's got. She got a dump truck back there?
Bro, you're scaring me.
You're telling me. I think now is a good time to transition.
Let's do it.
No pun intended.
Oh my god, stop.
That one was bad. That was low-hanging fruit. Let's talk Super Bowl halftime show on Twitter. Of course we wrapped it. Don't ask stupid questions. Good God. We're the wrapped up podcast. Duh. I don't want Hogwarts. Anyway.
Jesus. Fuck.
I'm going for all the low-hanging fruit tonight. I think now's a great time to talk about the halftime show and a take that I saw on Twitter that is absolutely asinine. However, before we get to it, I think now is a great time as any to take a little pee break, don't you think, boys? We're going to take a little intermission here.
Join the party, then.
We'll be right back.
We're at intermission time. I got the hiccups in. I need to pee real bad. Oh god, hiccups. Where's the pickup? Oh my god.
And we're back. Weekly wrap-up presented by Cody Gems.
Yo, you literally joined back as I was done peeing and got back to the bed.
Great. The Dude Sean is here. Welcome. Our great friend, the Dude Sean. One of our greatest friends here at the program.
Brett,
I think now's as good as time to any Sean. If you're around, we're opening up them phone lines. Feel free to call in, and let's talk Super Bowl halftime show. The asinine take that I've seen on Twitter that Kendrick Lamar did not deserve to be at that halftime show.
Brooks, I have something to say. I think your beats are generic, and I think you need me back.
Well, what have you done in the last month? What have you done?
Those are fire.
What have you done, Bundy Beats? Do you have beats in your name?
I've made a lot of beats. Oh, I haven't shown.
Where are they?
I've been continuously showing code. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean. Shut up. I've been continuously showing Cody and Lack at my new shit. I got hiccups because I don't even really think you're interested. But if you want to hear everything I have for the pod,
Now is a great time. We have a very special guest joining us here in the panel, boys and girls.
Hell yeah!
What are you leasing?
That's what being showed it out in the last. Yeah, you see me?
So what is he leasing?
What he does?
Popping off, my friend. Welcome to the weekly wrap up.
Thank you. Hopefully it's coming through better.
Oh, you sound great, my friend.
Awesome.
Cody.
Thanks, Steve
Jobs. Definitely turn on that background.
Are you not listening to Dio, motherfucker?
Oh, just Ronnie James and, some Richie. And some Richie.
Damn right. He's in the middle of...
What are you guys up to? I've been listening a little bit about the Scarif and about the mental health and all that. Yeah, it's... Remember an OG?
Yep.
And OG ain't got no one but the chongo to go to for any of that MH and that OG stuff.
Take up an instrument. If you're going to die, you might as well do it with a tune.
Oh, my fault. This is Becky's. I didn't know
the bagpipes. Yeah, I play the freckled bagpipes.
Nice. The freckled. Oh, nice. The freckled.
That's just fire.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, he was right. A rabbit. Yeah.
Everyone! Brandon is the host. Let him lead the show. Love you all. Sorry. Shut the fuck up.
Beer in the chat.
Welcome. Brandon.
Thank you.
I love you all.
Let's talk. I think now is as good a time as to any is to make the case. All of you psychopaths on Twitter who think Kendrick Lamar shouldn't have been in the halftime show, lick my nutsack.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
You know, he lives right down the road from the stadium, probably, you know.
Rick, how many people you just told to lick your nutsack? Like, you're going to have a pool of spit, bro.
I want to turn the floor to our guest.
These nuts.
Dude, fucking fast. Give it to him.
I do want to turn the floor to our guest. You saw the halftime show, I imagine. 113 million people did.
I didn't. No, I didn't watch the Super Bowl this year. I thought it would be boring, like loser music.
This is our version of a shiny Pokemon out here. This is somebody who did not watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
Wow.
I didn't win money on the Eagles game, so I decided to boycott the football.
Oh, okay.
I would love to shit on you for being an Eagles fan, but as a Raiders fan, I can't really do that.
Yeah, you can't say nothing.
Al Davis, baby. You taught me everything I know about some Al Davis winning style.
It's actually lowercase L with lowercase A with a capital L over here in Raider Nation because they stink. I want to talk about a smelly football team. Good God.
Go Rams.
Did you see the video? I think now would be a great time as any to get into it. Mr. Matthew Stafford being called an asshole on the internet because he let the reporter, quote, in quotes, let the reporter fall off the stage. Again, we made the point really quickly. I don't want any drunk person touching me after I suffer a back, neck, or head injury.
That was a tall Chris, stage.
I thought this bitch had her own free will.
That's my only issue.
Own free will. You can't move to me after basketball or nothing. You cause further damage. The way that he did it,
the way that he turned his back, he saw her. He saw her destroyed. And then he just shrugged it off.
Like when Beyonce got back off the stage when he got his Grammy.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah!
Yes.
I was like, let the boy get his trophy. He worked damn hard, you know?
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
I love it.
Not saying Beyonce isn't a lovely young woman. I'm just saying, you know, she should have like chosen her enemies and punched up. Punch up.
You have to pick your battles. You have to pick your battles when it comes to this business.
Machiavelli. 15.
That was a battle he didn't feel like picking.
I
want to make the point, though, because everyone is jumping down Stafford's throat and saying, oh, he should have done more. First of all, it's not like he could have caught her. Like, he was a distance away from her.
No,
it was her fault for moonwalking on the stage.
God, Mike's job.
Okay, so we all know he was drunk, right? Was she drunk? Was she drunk? Was
no,
her...
she was a reporter, right?
Yeah,
oh,
she was
right, photographer. Oh, she wouldn't be drunk. Never mind.
Yo, am I stupid? Did DMX never did a Super Bowl thing, did he? Wasn't.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Oh my God, these hiccups, boys.
Yeah.
You guys think that he...
Girls don't get drunk. They just gossip at a louder volume. Booyah, ladies.
One. That's a fucking good one. I'm sure the ladies will love that one.
Oh, I missed
likes in the
like
chat.
I said, I'm making love with Tuggy. I don't know if you kids are the ones that made it up in L.A., but yeah, they call it Tuggy.
Can you blame them? What else do they do out there? I mean, I'm not smashing on the beach. I'm not trying to get sand in the good old urethra. I'm going to be like, yo, baby girl, learn how I used to
do it. Put a good old towel down. Wait for the breeze to hit just right.
Have you ever put a towel down and not gotten sand on it?
I didn't even.
How many girls Cody's fucked, he's definitely put a towel down once or twice.
I don't know what that needs to.
Cody's got a big ass dick. That's all I'm saying. And I should know. I was there.
Weekly wrap up, baby.
The weekly wrap up. Star.
I don't know what to say about this, yo.
I don't think there's a good answer, Cody. Please, the fifth.
I didn't know.
We do have a guest. We do have a guest here this week.
We're like do a fresh want... prince.
Okay.
But with big ass dicks.
Do we want our guest here? To join us in one of the greatest segments in this.
Cody, shut up. Rex is talking.
I'm talking about Cousin Stiz.
Maybe. Do it. You know, just do it. Just do it. You might as well do it. Rex, your turn. Sorry.
Thank you. For some rapid fire.
Beer in the chat.
Oh no, we're doing that again? Are we doing the rapid fire again?
Might be time for rapid fire.
Of course we are.
I was a little upset about the last one, but let's.
That's why we're doing it again and not in your version.
Oh, you're just doing it to piss me off, huh?
Yes.
You don't have to be a part of it if you don't want to.
Oh, I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a part of it.
I'm bringing the party into rapid fire. Maybe? No?
No. Too much. I think it's
they're
too
a little
much.
Loud.
I think that's too much. Plus, they're drunk and they're too loud.
All right. Very good. Very good.
But real quick, I had to explain myself just for a second. I was only mad about the rapid fire because I didn't literally understand the literal title of the segment is rapid fire. I just wanted to like kind of make jokes about our answers and explain in detail about our answers. It's rapid fire. There's no need for that. Just fucking push it out. I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry, boys. It's time.
It's now time.
It is time for
fucking podcasting. Do this shit how we want.
Yeah.
Rabbit all right, rapid fire.
What the fuck was that?
With laughs.
What?
Burp sex.
Cody, I'm just going to copy everything you say.
I'm just going to copy everything you say.
Shut the fuck up. Don't do my
thing.
You're doing my thing.
You're doing my thing.
Brixy, help me out here.
So the first
we're waiting to hear from Laka, if you two would shut up.
Yes. Laka.
No.
Laka, reset.
Put in said mouth.
Soft reset.
I started with this or that soft type style question.
My daughter was more with the soft style.
I like that, Laka. This or that.
Look at this. Look at that. Would you look at this?
Everyone, shut the fuck up! Laka is talking!
Was stuck in his mom's cervix for a week. Give him a break.
I like you, but shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, this is why I like him. I told him I like him. Tell him to shut the fuck up. I didn't really mean to be that mean. He's like,
Laka, the floor is yours.
Yeah, Laka.
Okay. So this week is just a little bit different. I will be combining the past 2 weeks' style of questions into one, half and half. This or that questions and would you rather questions. Are y'all ready?
Of course.
Yeah.
So let's go. Yep.
Put me in, coach.
Questions. Would you rather prefer pineapple pizza or candy corn?
Candy corn
made me sick. Yeah, candy corn. Bandy says candy corn. Love that shit. All
right. Pineapple pizza. Candy corn is disgusting. Regular candy corn should be a crime burgers. Against humanity.
You can also Burks, use
Burks, hold on. I mean, Laka, hold on. It's we're talking.
All right, what's the question? Rapid fire, go.
Hey, guys, can we at least have an order?
No, ignore that. No.
Burgers.
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 You can
depends on the day.
Yeah, it depends. But burgers, I eat too much pizza.
Overall, guys, take it as overall, like all types of pizza.
You could have a salmon burger. You could have a turkey burger.
Yeah, exactly, Cody. Overall, you take a salmon burger, your favorite, over anything else. You take this type of pizza over
your or like you know,
dude, Cody. Cody,
the
it's
waters or dive right into the deep end.
We're going.
God, wait, what was the question? Go.
Hot summer days, you test the water, or you dive right in.
Dive right in.
Test the water.
Ketchup or mustard.
Ketchup. Both. Wait.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Everybody goes with ketchup.
Ketchup. All yeah. Right. Ketchup.
Crunchy or smooth peanut butter.
Crunchy.
Crunchy.
I couldn't lie to
you. For sure.
This next question, you pick one, the other one's gone forever. Zombies or vampires?
Vampires, anyway.
Zombies.
Really? I choose zombies. Easier to kill. Zombies easier to kill.
Thank you, Cody. We both said zombies. Zombies, you can have some fun
like
with
shit.
That. You don't have fun. Oh my God, there's a lot to this. You're lacking. Your questions are too beautiful. That
no explanations.
There need a lot of explanation. But we don't. It's rapid fire.
I'll just kill something off and there's nothing.
Cash or credit?
Oh, cash.
Cash.
No, it could be. No, cash could be counterfeit credit.
Cash. Still cash. Hardly working.
Hardly working.
Fuck it.
We're going way too fast.
It's fuck off Friday today, boys. Hardly working.
Hot or cold coffee?
Hot.
Hot for old.
Would you rather, boys, have very loud neighbors or very noisy neighbors?
Very
nosy.
Noisy? Loud. Oh, nosy?
Nosy. Loud. Loud. Nosy.
Loud. Nosy. I'm breaking hymens.
Lack
noisy.
Of.
They're loud.
No, Lacka, stop. Lacka, I have to talk to you for 1 second. Can you hear me out for 1 second?
Rapid fire, go.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I just had to talk to you for 1 second, Lacka. You asked me this question just now.
Howdy, boys. No,
shut the fuck up. Me and Lacka right now, I'm asking a question. Please stop. Lacka, you asked just now, noisy or loud neighbors?
No, I said loud neighbors or nosy neighbors.
I said noisy.
That's the same thing. Nosy,
nosy
or loud?
Nosy. Loud. No, they
I said lousy because I'm drunk. Now leave me alone.
Oh, no.
Lacka. Honestly, I need to ask you, Mr. Asking All the Questions over here. I need to ask you, who would you rather, nosy or loud neighbors? Like, loud neighbors?
Loud neighbors. I don't.
At least with
exactly.
Nosy, sleep in and, like, think about how you're going to get back at it.
Okay, nosy is my answer because you can tell them.
Good.
Dude, Lacka, you can tell the nosy neighbors to fuck off. Right. Yeah, loud neighbors, you just Kubo. Can't do anything about it. Bro.
Exactly, because they're OG. This guy knows what up because they OG. Yeah. And then remember.
All right. Next question. Like, I had a.
Would you rather take a friend on a family vacation or join a friend on their family vacation?
Join,
yeah.
They pay for everything.
Yeah,
no, our parents are chill and. I think it would be,
take them because I have too much social anxiety.
Take them.
Good point, Brooks.
Listen, I can't be like,
you got to deal with their family. I didn't even think about that. That's a good point, Brandon. Brooks.
Definitely take.
You want them to have their own car, though, on a vacation, or else it ain't a vacation.
What was that question?
Or owe a favor.
It's called babysitting.
What
owe
is it?
Money.
What?
See, this is why we need organization.
I can't hear. Yelling, that's the problem.
I'm yelling because y'all are so loud in my ear. That's all. I'm sorry. But we do need some organization.
Oh,
order to answer.
Owe a favor?
Owe money.
No, we don't.
Would you rather owe money or owe a favor?
Owe a favor.
Owe a favor.
I don't like owe
you just
money.
Throw money at my problems.
That money I apparently owe, fuck that. I'm gonna owe a favor because I'm gonna spend that.
What if the favor is like really bad? Like, I'm not gonna like. What if the favor is
trash? Right. But hey, here's my Cody, I have your answer. If you owe money, you can't spend money in alcohol to get whatever dirty favor needs done. You could do a clean favor, like, oh, build my fence, or you can fuck my sister, you know. If you don't owe money, you could spend money on alcohol to get that favor done. All favor, all day.
Would you rather ride the tallest coaster in the world or bungee jump off the tallest bridge?
Bungee.
I don't know, coaster. Because I've been skydiving, so the bungee's not really.
Yo, you and me, Lacka, let's bungee that shit. All right.
Would you rather swim across a river full of piranhas? Or run through a stampede of buffalo.
Run
with the buff. I'll jump on
piranhas. I haven't felt fucking stimulation on my wiener in a minute.
I was gonna say they're gonna go for that. Like in
I'm going piranhas too. I'm going piranhas too.
No, because what it like
bit off? Wet Will got his dick beat off. Remember?
Guys,
correct.
Dude,
seriously, Cody. If you think about it, how large is a field of piranhas, and how large is a field of buffalo? I have
with the buffs, bro. I'll just jump on that bitch. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know.
You know what swimming is? It's you kicking through the water. You think a piranha's going to get to you if you're kicking?
Like, not if you get drowned, but your scab starts to, like, deteriorate in the water a little bit, they're going to smell that shit.
I'm disgusted. Yeah, they frenzy. I'm gonna cook those fuckers for dinner. I'm not worried about piranhas.
And we get stimulation on the wiener.
Yes, Brooks makes a good point.
You rather accidentally misquote a movie and everyone knows, or sing the wrong lyrics of a song very loud and everyone knows?
The wrong lyrics.
Wrong lyrics. I do that
movie
all the time.
I do that all the time.
I would rather quote a movie wrong.
Yeah, movie.
Laugh at me than
I could never misquote a movie, so lyrics.
No, a movie, because I don't want to.
I am way too much of a movie person.
Although I do that a lot.
Quote.
I do it both. All
right. I saved the best question for last. This one's
all right. Good. Can we go one at a time, though? Please say Brooks.
Would you this rather?
All right.
Would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
You're at war.
Prison. Prison. It's safer, and I get free food.
Are you sure?
Prison.
Yeah, but no, release of death.
It's not like,
when you get out of prison, you'll have this back record. You'll have this back.
Oh, the ex-con.
If you survive.
Luke, would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison?
I take my answer back, Lack. Let me think about this.
Yeah, war. Because you'll have a record.
Number one, you make brotherhood. Number two,
prison. Prison. I'm a rapper. Let's
do a year in prison. Because you're right, you make a brotherhood.
You're in
war.
You're in prison, bro.
You're at war.
You get fed good.
You didn't define.
Prison, Jason! Jason, you talking my language right now. Free food and shit.
Are we going up against the
Triads? You make friends in prison, too.
I'd do war. You're going to teach shit. And you're gonna
not like that. No,
it's a contract.
I'll fuck somebody up. I make.
I mean, we're soldiers, baby.
I know. So hear me out. So
yeah, whoever the fuck NBA update wired makes a goddamn good point. Free food and free dick. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Free
Thank
deck.
You guys for answering this week's questions with me.
Next
week will be better, I promise. I will
yes,
have
no,
very
Luke,
good,
no,
very
lack,
good questions next
lack
week.
Every week you have Laka. Every week you have the fucking best questions on Audible. Also, NBA updates wired. Free dick is free food, not free food and
Jesus.
Free dick. You know what I'm talking about, NBA. You know what I'm talking about.
And I'm pushing old-fashioned.
Hey, can we bring the court back in order?
The court's not in order. I've been trying to do this, Luke, but they don't
want
to. I like
Correct.
Screaming.
I'm on 13 war.
Is screaming not okay?
Hey.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
Number one. We gotta bring back to the topic. So, what's the topic? Because I want to answer it.
It was rapid fire.
Technically, we don't have a topic yet.
Luke,
we are about to take another
now.
Call here, boys and girls. I would like to welcome to our program another great friend of the show, our good friend over at NBA Updates.
Yo,
welcome,
bro.
Good morning, good night, whatever it is.
Been into him since he was in college.
Hello.
Oh shit, I hit my face with my phone.
I'm fried
as fuck. Shut up.
Yo, it's Friday night. Let's get it.
Oh, that was such a low hanging fruit joke.
No, but wrap it up, bro.
Damn right.
I hit 110 subscribers tonight.
Damn right. There's a little clap in the chat, boys and girls. A little
nah,
celebration.
But like, wrap it up. When y'all brought up that like jail point. He was talking about free food. I was like, bro, you get free food and free dick, bro.
War, you get the sweet release of death.
Thank you, NBA. You made my point.
No, but like...
NBA got my back. That's all I'm saying.
Right,
about time.
You really said, I have felt stimulation in my dick in front.
He wants some piranhas. You know, it's like putting peanut butter on your dick and jumping into a bass pond.
Shut up.
Those bass like their peanut butter. That's all I'm saying, though.
Listen, bro. This is Friday Fright, man. This is Fried Friday, bro.
Oh, it's not Halloween, though.
Yeah, I tried to get on at 8, and I was like, oh, I got to get my phone app. So,
dude, you can't join from a computer. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, I learned the hard way, too. By the time I got it, I was like,
wrap it up. What are you on right now?
Drugs.
We're on Podbean. We're also no, I'm not on drugs. I don't do drugs.
Shut up. I'm on that. Shut up. Wrap it up. I think you said your phone was messed up.
Oh, yeah. Boys. Phone disaster happened today.
I didn't hear this.
Let me hear this.
No.
How'd you do it?
I actually don't know how I did it. So I went out.
Okay. Yeah.
Went outside today. Smoked a little
But wrap it up. This has been a really good week because I haven't had school in the last 2 days. So I've just been sitting here chilling because, like, bro, fuck school, bro. You don't need school.
Are you in high school, NBA?
I'm in my senior year, bro. They still don't know
I'm bro. Oh my goodness. I thought you were our age, bro. Or like two years
I'm
out.
I'm all A's. I'm still making 60K a year. Like, what the fuck? That's pretty
strong. Yo, I'm not talking about your salary. I'm talking about your career.
I don't give a damn what you're talking about.
No, well, nobody gives a damn. Bro.
I make 12K a year and I make love with a kerchief.
I play baseball at a professional league.
Oh, what's your name, motherfucker?
I am the Bundy Beats at the Wrap It Up Podcast. Dot suck my dick.
I don't think anyone does that for except men.
Okay. Well, it's actually I created my website at the net at the .com at the org.
What are you
right
over to your house to fuck you? Like,
only if you're willing to drive the distance.
No, what the fuck?
I'm not paying for your gas, bro.
You know, fair point.
Thank you.
Man, Wrap It Up knows all about men with a nose.
Okay, let's calm down.
You bang a girl out with gas, it tickles the nuts when she farts. Jesus.
What the fuck? Ah!
How do I do this to myself?
Brixie is the host. Everyone shut the fuck up.
Cody, what were you saying? Because I can hear you in the background.
I'm talking about our third season. Context. Wrap It Up pod.
No, you are.
I'm talking to Dio. We want Dio on the pod. Context, you
know? That would probably be the first interview in season three. That would probably
Get the interviews. Yeah, bro. I've been doing all these interviews on my fucking YouTube, bro. I need to get more interviews down, bro. I have to get my stupid Washington fan friend off.
Imagine trying to sell half your business to somebody.
Definitely can't hear Cody. Let's go around the table, though, boys. Final thoughts. Any final thoughts?
Yes.
Weekly wrap it up.
What I missed?
I have Brooksy. Brandon. Brooksy. Yeah. Can you save me for last? Because I actually have some big weekly wrap it up news. I really
Perfect.
Do.
Let's go around the room. Wrap NBA updates, final thoughts.
Hey, I'm saving myself for last.
This shit, boys.
Well, hey, wrap it up if you want. I'm going to go Podbean at around 9:30 in about like 30 minutes if you want to join that.
Don't worry. I'll try to swing through.
I'll send you the link around 9:30 when I start it up, okay?
Word up. Hit me up. I'll see you. With Taji, our good friend, final thoughts.
Did you see the prospectus?
Wrap it up. I'll see you then, okay, man?
Peace.
All right, it's on Bustelo on YouTube, so yeah.
Peace!
Who?
It's the prospectus.
Oh, we got you. We sound good. I got you.
Perfect. Info. Plug it in the chat, too. Plug it
info,
in the chat.
Info, yeah, plug it in the chat just in case, but I got the info. If I get it wrong, plug it in the chat.
Oh, there, no.
Imagine you sitting on the couch from there. I'm saying? And you're like, oh shit, I got an idea.
Thank you for coming through. Thank you for coming to the
thanks
program.
Thanks for coming through, dude. We appreciate
joining
it.
Joining us for Rapid Fire.
Yep.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was actually pretty nice. Yeah.
Peace be with you. I remember a little inside
peace
joke.
Be with you. Peace be with you, they say, right?
Peace can go to hell. That's where I'm going. So I'm just hoping peace will go there with me.
That's a fair point.
Thank you.
Know why you're here. Thank you so much for coming through. I'll be sure to check out your live as well.
Good deal. Yes. Nice to call, having to call and wrap it up podcast. I'm always shouting out.
Yeah, damn right. Love to come through once again. Thank you so much.
You're in the chat, boys.
Here's
in the chat. Jesus Christ. Bundy Beats, Cody, Laka, final thoughts.
Thank you, yes.
This was fucking dope. Thank you for having me.
I just want to say I got 3 shinies while I've been sitting here.
I heard you playing too, yeah.
My final thought is that I am starting an animated YouTube series. I've done about 25 hours of research in the past 2 days, and I've learned everything I need and how much hard work it's going to be. But
It's not that bad, yo. It's just
shut
fun.
Up. No, it is bad. It is bad. I'm sorry, but it's fucking bad. But with the work that's going to be worth it, I'm going to need you, Laka, you, Cody, you, Brooks, you, Gray, to beat my voice actors. You guys got to play the characters and make up your own voices. With the amount of characters I need to produce to be in a show, like background characters, main characters, side characters, right? You guys, this is the big news. You guys are going to be my voice actors. You guys need to voice different characters in my show. It's a Western type show that deals with like.
I don't want to participate in this activity.
All right, maybe we'll talk about it later because I can't even hear my
own. I better get royalties. I better get fucking royalties.
Brooks, can we talk 1v1 real quick? Can you make sure.
Give me a ring because I'm trying to get out of here.
Okay, fine. Give you a ring, but what I'm going to tell you in that ring is to get Cody and Laka in the chat so I can talk to you about this show.
We're doing the post show.
Thank you everyone for joining. This has been Weekly Wrap Up.
Are you done?
I'm done.
This has been Weekly Wrap Up. Okay, we're done.
Yes, sir.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Easy.
Weekly wrap up presented by Cody Gems. We will talk to you guys on Monday.
Cody Gems, shout out, boy, gassing it.